Thank you, brothers and sisters. I won't be long, don't worry. I already set the timer on my watch. You know, there is no better way to celebrate Dr. King's holiday than what we're doing today. Marching for justice, right? And then coming together and fellowshipping together and showing each other a little bit of love. Solidarity, justice, love one another. Any better way to celebrate Dr. King? I don't think so. You know, today, Al, this weekend and all week long, you're going to hear a lot about Dr. King, the dreamer, particularly on TV. All those corporate voices who use Dr. King's image talk about him as a dreamer, as if he laid up on a hilltop somewhere and watched the clouds go by and hope for a better day. They say that because they want you to forget the real Dr. King. At the end of his life, Dr. King said, "Remember me as a drum major for justice." He didn't say nothing about "remember me as a dreamer." Because Dr. King did all his adult life what we did today. He marched, he rallied, he put people in the streets. He wasn't afraid to disrupt business as usual when business as usual was unjust. He was a fighter, a nonviolent fighter. But brothers and sisters, always remember, Dr. King was a warrior for justice, a drum major for justice, not just a dreamer. Saying Dr. King was a dreamer is like saying Michael Jordan played golf. Well, Michael Jordan played golf, and Dr. King had a dream, but they both did so much more than that. So we couldn't have any better way of spending this holiday together. The other thing is, we're going to hear a lot right now about what Dr. King did for civil rights. We're going to hear a lot about the Voting Rights Act. And we're going to hear a lot about the Civil Rights Act. And we're going to hear a lot about opening up lunch counters and opening up hotels and public accommodations in the South. And I can tell you a lot about that, because that's where I grew up. But y'all know, they didn't kill Brother Phipps. They didn't kill Dr. King for opening up lunch counters. He wasn't in Memphis to open up the Peabody Hotel. He was in Memphis because sanitation workers were striking for a union. And he was killed trying to win economic justice for people just like us. As long as he messed with black and white, they hated him, but they didn't kill him. It's when he got into the green that they took his life. That same struggle awaits us right now. As Brother Phipps said, it ain't enough to be satisfied with our contracts. It ain't enough to struggle for that next contract and for our families. My brothers and sisters, there's more people in Chicago without unions than with unions. We got some work ahead of us. If we want to be true to Dr. King, when those Head Start workers in South Chicago go to see that boss in 2 weeks, we need to be there with them. We need to be there with them. Right? And when those nursing home workers this year start to organize, we need to be there with them. If we're going to be true to Dr. King, we won't let anybody be alone in a struggle for justice. The same struggle then lasts today. If you want a union, it takes a great act of courage. It takes sacrifice. And they'll take somebody's job. And then they'll take somebody's house. And they'll take somebody's car, and they'll break up somebody's family, and that ain't right. Not in America, not in 2001. And we ought to stop it. To let them, Big Mac, to let them take those paychecks of those Head Start ladies on the payday before Christmas and deny their children a Christmas because they wanted to show them who the boss is. We all want to go see him right now. So, I'm going to close with this. I want to close with this. The memory stays with us. The legacy stays with us. And the struggle continues. There are too many people who have to pay too high a price to have a union. And it ain't going to get fixed unless the people in this room and other people of goodwill and other people willing to fight and work and struggle change it. I challenge you tonight. Be true to Dr. King. Change it. When somebody wants a union, they ought to have a union, and it ought not cost them their house and their car and their family. Thank you. God bless you.